Isekai with Peter and that other guy. And then we're good.
Thanks for tuning in to Analysis Paralysis Corner. I'm Peter. This is Antoine. So, what's the deal with isekais?
I don't even know, man.
I don't know either. There are these animes, you get transported out into another world, and also Spirited Away is one of them. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I should have known that.
It's in the title, man.
Yeah, it's in the title. Yeah. In the title.
Literally, Spirited Away. It should have just, they should have just named it Isekai, a Ghibli film.
Yeah, they should have. That would have been funny.
Yeah, though I guess that may be the starter of the trend. I think Spirited Away came out. It certainly came out before SAO.
Yeah, definitely did. I think one of the first isekai animes that I'm more familiar with was one called The Familiar of Zero. I don't know where Zero comes into play with all these kind of like isekais, because ReZero becomes another one later on. But Familiar of Zero, and I don't know the characters' names. Basically, you've got some character that's either a magician or a witch or a wizard, and she has to get a familiar. Familiars normally in this anime are like pets, and she transports a human boy, teenage boy from Japan. Oh. That's what. Like, that's, and he becomes her familiar.
People are animals too.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, I think in that sense, that anime kind of leads into this almost, I don't know if it's truly like a harem anime, and I'm sure someone will get really upset if I called it that, when it's like, you know, it's very, you know, I don't know, it's not hoity-toity, but yeah. Like maybe it's not necessarily a harem-esque anime. I do think of it as one though, because there are plenty of women characters in it
and just one dude.
Yep, and just one dude, mostly.
That's pretty much cut and dry.
Yeah, but that kind of leads into, like, you know, why I think there's such a big popularity in many of the more recent ones. Not Rise of Shield Hero. The Rise of Shield Hero?
Oh, that one's work of art.
That one's good. That one is a really good one. But ReZero, I think, kind of falls into that scenario for sure, where you get this male character and then he's surrounded by a lot of women characters who are very powerful. And some of them, not all of them. So it's not harem in the truest sense where everyone falls in love with him, but enough of them like have some sort of interest.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, it's the male psyche at that point. All of a sudden, us guys are like, oh yeah, I'm totally into that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not just the ones that Familiar or Shield Hero. There's a new one called Jobless Reincarnation. It's a harem. There is Log Horizon is probably kind of a harem.
Sword Art Online,
definitely a harem. Like, there's one called Death March to the Parallel World, and you could just look at the cover. It's one dude and like six chicks. Definitely a harem. It's like, for some reason, the fusion of those two genres is really strong.
Let me take a look at this.
Oh yeah, look it up, man. Just one dude all dressed in black. He may as well be named Kirito, and a bunch of chicks. There's actually another one called I'm Standing on a Million Lives. It's like,
that sounds kind of badass.
Yeah. Honestly, opening scene, I was like, this show's going to be straight trash, because it just looks like it was the most under-budgeted show ever, but it actually turned out to be pretty good. But it's a unharem. That is a harem. It's weird. Main guy is a dick. I wonder if that's a word that I should say on here.
I mean, I said the other word just a second ago. I'm now censoring myself, but you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
We're not marketing to kids anyway, even though it's the video games and cartoons.
F kids. Probably cut that out. So the main character is like a douchebag, which I'm just going to say that, actually on a separate topic after this, that is probably something we should talk about. But he's this tool. He's this jerk who's arrogant and just whatever. And it's him and a bunch of girls. So then typically you would think, oh, everybody's going to fall in love with him. But everyone's like, you suck, bro. Like, I don't like you. I'm sure that by the end of the show or the manga, he probably has, you know, everybody like, oh, I love you. But right now everyone's like, ugh. Like, you suck, man.
Yeah.
So.
kind of shifting gears a little bit. You have these characters. So this guy, this character from what you saw, he comes from the real world?
Yep.
Or, okay. Is he actually like a normal person, or is he a neat, like is he someone contributing to society? Because I think the other trend that tends to happen in isekais is you get characters like the lead in ReZero. This guy is a nobody. He's in need. He's, when he transports, I think he's at a convenience store. Like, yeah. He's just, you know, living life, and now he gets transported into a world that maybe like that gives him some importance.
Yeah, I think that is probably a common trope in all of them. This guy is basically a nobody. He's just a high school kid, and he hates people. He hates the world that he lives in, and then he gets transported to this other one to do quests. Then he gets brought back. That's actually something that's kind of unique about this one. They all get transported away, and then they get brought back. And then they get transported away, and then they have to do a quest or something. Then they get brought back. So it's like they're bouncing between the two worlds.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool.
Just a normal guy, though.
Yeah, I think that's something that, like, you know, for whatever reason, we appeal towards that. Maybe there's a bigger sense that our lives are just so mundane.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the primary target of this is normal people. Like, they're not making these animes, these isekais, to appeal to, you know, I don't know, Henry Cavill, or like I don't know why he was the first person that came to my head. Like, they're not trying to get those above average people to go, man, wouldn't it be cool to go live in this other world? They want you and me and all of us other normal people to go, man, my life is pretty standard, but like, I could be special. And like,
yeah,
that's what they're going for, I think.
I like that. And the funny thing is, now we can segue into what they call a reverse isekai, which the devil is a part-timer.
Yeah,
is
that's the only one. Where I you have think a of.
Fantastical person coming into, he's not even a fantastical, he's the devil, right?
Yeah.
And coming from the other world. And now he's trying to be the top person of McDonald's. I don't know. Is it McDonald's?
It's McDonald's. I forget the name that they call it. It's something McDonald's adjacent, McRonald's, or
yeah, like Whack-Donald's.
Whack Arnold's. Yeah. It's something. It's McDonald's.
Yeah, I kind of like the reverse a little bit better. Like, I think those create funnier situations, especially with that particular anime. Was like, you've got this really powerful being, and he's not going to conquer the world. He's going to conquer fast food, which maybe is conquering the world. Maybe definitely America. America's conquered by fast food. So
oh, for sure.
So maybe he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I feel like, oh, my voice just cracked. We're going to edit that out. I feel like it was an interesting take, but obviously I can name 20 isekais, and that is the only reverse one I could name. There are some that are close. There's one that just got incredibly lazy with the title. It's called High School Prodigies Have It Easy Even in Another World, or something like that. It's like these brilliant people who were OP in the real world,
they're also OP in the other world.
Yeah, and guess what? Still OP. So it's almost a reverse, but they definitely transport into a world where they get even better. So
I do appreciate like those kind of reverses. And actually, to your point about pointing out that particular high school prodigies, like I do like when the character isn't always just like base level. There's a lot of people that like that's the starting point. And sometimes they get better. Sometimes they get skills and stuff. Like Shield Hero, that was a good one to me. Like, he starts base level, he gets all this nonsense happening to him. Like, everybody's tripping up on him and trying to trick him. He's got the crummy setup as a hero because he's just, you know, defending himself. But then as it turns out, he's able to acquire and build himself up in this world and be able to do things. You know, he goes and saves that one girl, and is her name Rathalos?
That's the dragon from Monster Hunter.
Oh, well, we're going to edit that out now.
it is Wrath something. Man, I feel like it's been too long. The show's coming back, but I don't remember her name. Raftalia?
Raftalia, man. I think it's better when there's that kind of progression.
For sure.
With ReZero, going back to that, he's an interesting character because he never gets a skill as far as I know. Like, at least in the first season, there's no skill that he has. The thing that he has is that he remembers what happens before, and it kind of informs him on what might be happening overall.
Well, I mean, he has possibly the ultimate skill, yeah. Like,
yeah.
He's in a time loop. He remembers everything and no one else does. Granted, he has to die in order to activate that power, but it's a pretty good power to have.
Yeah. But then to change the future, he has to, like, he can't rely on the power. Like, he can only rely on it as much as he can rely on dying over and over again.
Yeah. And obviously, I feel like we would be remiss in saying that neither of us have watched the second season of the show. So
yeah, that's true.
There's a possibility he does get a new power and he does get stronger. He does get better for some reason. I feel like you mentioning ReZero kind of makes me want to do another quick segue.
Yeah, go ahead.
Something I mentioned before. The whole topic was normal people being transported to this other world where they become awesome, super. Yep. Amazing. But I think ReZero, along with a couple of other shows, it's not just normal people. They take some crappy people.
Yeah.
Like, the main character of ReZero is not a nice guy. He's not a good person. Then, like, Jobless Reincarnation, like I mentioned before, Jobless Reincarnation is like this perv neat, just guy, nasty guy, and then he gets transported to a new world as a baby, and he is back in it, and this time he's going to do better. And there are just so many examples of ones that are just like, they're not the best people, but hey, even if you're not the best person, you could be special too. And I feel like that's kind of another trope that's like sliding in there, sliding into the isekai DMs.
Yeah, I think anime is like this. There's this level of escapism, because maybe even though, like, you know, maybe that's why it's approachable, or you can find some sympathy, is like, okay, there's this guy that he's terrible, like normal and terrible, but then like he can make himself better. Maybe he can do something else. Like I think there's a general trend that people don't want to stay in the situation that they're in, but the only way possible is some, like, the anime gods above us transporting us through arbitrary, you know, mostly contrived means. In one sense, that sounds very sad.
Yeah, unless you that's the case, unless it's the Saga of Tanya the Evil or whatever. That was like not a good person who gets transported to another world to continue to not be a good person.
I'm all curious, you know, because you brought up the one where that one guy is able to come back and forth.
Yeah.
That's like Inuyasha is. Inuyasha is kind of that same scenario. It's weird because when you watch Inuyasha, it seems like she's in the past all the time if you didn't watch like the first episodes.
Yeah.
But there are points where she goes back to the present, like, and that episode was that, yeah.
Inuyasha, shit boy.
And that's all I got. Like, I can name Naraku, bad guy, and Kikyo.
I don't know, I never watched it. I just played the video games,
so yeah, I think I've got the characters' names there better than what I got from Shield Hero, so that should give me some points to the anime peoples.
Yeah, you get at least three.
If you look at animes, there's a lot of leading women that are in, like, are in the lead. Like, they are those characters. And they're the protagonist. But at the same time, like, there is still, like, a male-centeredness around it. This anime isn't it's not a isekai Shakugan no Shana. Mm-hmm. But that anime, like, the lead is a girl. Shana is a girl. She's a really strong girl. She's really powerful. But she also, like, there's still a male presence that kind of dominates her character points. That's not always the case, but that is often the case. Like Inuyasha, we just talked about. Mm-hmm. And maybe Inuyasha is by title the real protagonist, but the roles are between him and Kagome. So
yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're dating ourselves here.
but
it's okay. Like, I'd rather date myself than nobody.
Oh, I see what you did there. See what you did there.
So what do you guys think about isekais? Do you think that they're a big trend that are going to just keep going on? Do you like the whole movement? Or do you expect that these things will peter off because of the nature of they are largely appealing towards an audience that is looking to escape? Let us know in the comments down below.
Oh, yeah. I like that bit. I feel like we should end this, but I feel like I don't think I said time I got reincarnated as a slime a single time.
You did not.
And that's like the hottest isekai right now. so now I said it.
Good.